When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
He is Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. You put us together. We're in for the boys today on Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Don't forget about NFL draft coverage on ESPN Radio. Continues tonight, rounds 2 and 3, beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern time. Catch Chris Carlin, Ian Fitzsimmons, Mike Tannenbaum, and Jordan Reed with that. And then the Saturday coverage beginning at noon Eastern time involving rounds 4 through 7. The big news of the first round of the NFL draft, two of them. Number one, 6 quarterbacks going in the first 12 picks. That had never happened before. Number two, the one that went at number 8, Michael Penix Jr., taken by the Atlanta Falcons. Well, Derek in Wisconsin, he wants to weigh in on that at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Diamond Derek, what you got, my friend?
Thanks for taking my call, sir.
Absolutely.
I'm a Bear fan. I'll preface my statements with that. So I'm a Chicago Bear fan. Our night went fantastic last night. But as somebody who lives in Wisconsin, I remember what it was like when the Packers picked up Jordan Love and they had Aaron Rodgers. And how'd that work out for their quarterback situation right now? I feel like the Falcons, you know, sometimes what NFL fans want is they want instant gratification, right? Mm-hmm. But I feel like if a window of opportunity presents itself, as they say, you can't pull down the shade. If you feel like this guy is your franchise quarterback, right, they believe in Penix, which I think he's a fantastic quarterback from what I've seen of him. You know what? It's probably not a bad situation for him to sit and get a chance to develop, just like Jordan Love did in Green Bay, right? I mean, as a Bear fan who watched Mitch Trubisky and then Justin Fields get thrown in the mix, and you watch all these quarterbacks that get thrown in the fire right away, maybe this will wind up being a situation kind of like the Jordan Love situation, and Atlanta will look back on this and go, gosh, I'm glad we had taken advantage of that opportunity when it presented itself. So I don't look at it as a poor decision. I think they got the weapons in Atlanta already. They picked up Looney. You know, I'm familiar with him. He did really well prior to that knee injury. And, you know, sometimes those can take like a year or so to get back to 100%. He's a good receiver. So it's not like they don't have weapons there. I think everybody's going kind of crazy over it. But we've seen situations in Green Bay where it's worked out fantastic. Just takes some time.
Now, Derek, I will say this. I'm not going to let any Debbie Downer try to Debbie down me in the pick of Michael Penix Jr. because I believe he's a phenomenal player, the best throw of the football in this draft when it comes to any of the quarterbacks. Now, the one discourse when it comes to, you know, the Atlanta and the Green Bay situation, It is a difference, right? Jordan Love was much more younger. I believe Michael Penix Jr. has the ability to play now, but with that offensive system that I know well, that Arthur Smith ran, Shanahan runs, McVay, all those guys, that offensive system, and veteran quarterbacks has told me this.
Yeah.
It takes a year or two to get into that system, right?
Right.
To really start to grasp everything and the concepts and what's trying to be done within, you know, route combinations and, you know, what the play caller is looking for in that whole nine. So now you have an opportunity for Michael Penix Jr. to be able to sit and understand those things.
Yeah.
Versus just getting thrown to the fire. But also the luxury of having a guy like Michael Penix Jr., if a Kirk Cousins goes down, you have a guy that you probably don't have to worry about if the production is going to drop off.
Well, put it this way. So many different people had different opinions on that. A lot of those opinions not on the same side when it comes to Harry Douglas with the Atlanta Falcons taking Michael Penix Jr. with the 8th pick of the first round last night. Let's bring in the usual co-host of this program. That is Joe Fortenbaugh. He's the co-host of Carlin versus Joe. Hit him on Twitter, Joe Fortenbaugh. He has been going like gangbusters this whole week, getting ready for the draft, being a part of the draft, and that will continue tonight. Now, Joe Fortenbaugh, you heard what our man Harry Douglas had to say, that he does not mind the pick when it comes to Michael Penix Jr. being taken 8th by the Atlanta Falcons. Many people believe that Atlanta Falcons made a mistake by drafting him there. What say you?
Here's what I say, Freddie Coleman. We got to make this quick. I got a craps table right next to me, and from what it looks like, it's getting hot right now.
Okay.
So we got to get this wrapped up so your boy can get on the table. Good to be with you guys, as always. It's a fantastic talking point. Everyone seems at odds over this. Harry makes some excellent points. And when you're thinking about long-term stability, when you're talking about backing up a quarterback and insuring yourself over the next few years, the pick does make a little bit of sense. I don't necessarily agree with it, not because I don't like the player. This is similar to the Saquon Barkley situation, right? I like the player. I don't like the pick. I think the NFC South is soft. I think Tampa's okay. I think Carolina and New Orleans are down. Now is the time for you to strike. You spent 4 years and $180 million on a quarterback so that you could strike. You got young weapons. You got a top five red zone defense. You got a great new head coach in Raheem Morris. You're ready. Take assets like a top 10 pick and have them contribute to what you are doing this year. I was talking to Canny about this morning. I'm not looking to improve my team 25% 4 years from now with Michael Penix. I'm looking to improve my team 2%, 3%, or 4% right now. How do I get the edge to put this team over the top if we get to the playoffs? How do we beat San Francisco? How do we beat Philadelphia? How do we beat Green Bay or Detroit? All hands on deck. So I thought with Kirk Cousins and his history of not being able to come up necessarily big in the big games, all the help he could get would have been the right approach. But again, I like Michael Penix. I just don't like the pick.
All right, Joe, so I'll have to ask you, with the 8th overall pick, if they would have taken a defensive player. Now, that was my preference. Let me go ahead and let you know that first. That was my preference. Sure. I just can't frown upon the Michael Penix Jr. pick. So if they would have taken a phenomenal defensive player, you're telling me that player would have made them better than Detroit, San Francisco, Green Bay, the Eagles, or the Rams?
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is to stack up with teams like that, you need all hands on deck. These games in the playoffs are won in the margins. Let's just go back to last year's postseason. Buffalo has a chance to knock out Kansas City. They miss a field goal late in that game. All right, let's go to the game where Detroit lost to San Francisco. Dan Campbell makes a couple questionable decisions. There's a dropped pass on fourth down. Just a couple key swing plays meant all the difference. In the Super Bowl, it could have been as much as deciding to defer rather than take the ball first in overtime. These are highly competitive games. There is parity in this league. And when you get to the postseason, it could be the difference between one or two key plays. I'm not saying the player at 8 would be the guy who would make the big play. I'm just saying the player at 8 might be on the field in that game. And that 2% increase could be what puts us over the top versus Michael Penix, who will be standing on the sideline holding a clipboard.
Those things that you just named in your blue hoodie sweatshirt.
Yeah, because we got you on TV
Joe,
right now.
Joe, we can definitely see you right now. Sway back into the camera. Mm-hmm. You moved away from the camera, Joe.
Which camera, right here?
Yep.
You
there you go.
DX?
Yep, right there.
Stop right
the
there.
DX? Joe,
yes, right there.
Everything you just named to me happened on the offensive end. For all those teams you just mentioned, it happened on the offensive end. It didn't happen on the defensive end. It happened on the offensive end, Joe.
How did I end up on camera, by the way? How did this happen? Now I'm bummed.
Because Big Brother is watching everywhere.
Big Brother's always watching. Look, I'm just trying to play some crap. Can a man just play some crap?
You saw what happened with Ocean's 11. When you had the right kind of intel for Big Brother, you're always being watched,
Joe,
my friend.
Joe, let me tell you this. Before I caught my flight on Wednesday to come here, I won my wife some money in the casino.
There you go.
I sat down.
What were you playing?
I was playing blackjack. I wasn't even there 10 minutes, and I won me some money, Joe.
Look at you. Look at you. Now, that's a great story. Here's another great story. Freddie, right. Freddie, I don't know if Harry told you this, but a couple weeks ago, we're doing First Take together down in New York.
Right.
We think we're going to have a good old time. Uh-huh. We're making jokes. We're having fun arguing basketball. And the next thing you know, the producers are in our ear, and they go, hey, just so you know, O.J. Simpson just died. And Harry and I look at each other and we're like, we got an hour and 10 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
It's O.J. Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
It's an all-time moment. You see Harry's eyes light up. You see my eyes light up. And I'm thinking, man, this is the first time in history someone would turn down the opportunity to be on First Take.
Exactly. There's certain situations, Joe, you got to say to yourself, you know what? I'm gonna take the zero on this one, and you can get somebody else to take the test for me as far as that goes.
Harry and I were both like LeBron early in his career. We were driving to the hole late, and we were passing it off. Somebody else take that last shot.
You like the Spider-Man meme on social media? You.
Who wants next? I got my 4 seconds in. Who wants next?
Oh, that was an all-timer.
Hey, by the way, hit the craps table because we know you got plenty of stuff left to do for ESPN Bet, man. Always appreciate you, Joe. We'll see you on Monday, okay?
You guys are the best. Thanks for holding it down. We appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.
No doubt about that. Joe Fortenbaugh, the usual co-host of Carlin versus Joe. Hit him on Twitter, Joe Fortenbaugh. It's funny you mentioned that because my wife and I were talking about that. She goes, man, they did not help out Harry and Joe with that situation at all. Because that's hard to do, especially in a moment with a polarizing figure like that with O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
If they could have maybe given a chance to take a little bit of a breath, collect your thoughts a little bit, go to commercial, whatever that was. But it's like, hey, this happened. Go. And Joe and Harry were like, thanks.
I looked at Joe.
Joe looked at you.
He looked at me.
You looked at each other.
I said, K. Martin Wood.
Okay. Uh-huh. Meanwhile, Damian Williams like,
here we go. Yeah,
Damian Williams like, mm-hmm. Oh, y'all want to talk to me about? Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to take the zero and just take the L and move on as far as that goes. Keep weighing in. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Your thought on a very historic draft last night when it comes to first round. 6 quarterbacks taken in the first 12 picks. Not just mentioning Michael Penix Jr., number 8 the Atlanta Falcons, and 23 offensive players taken out of the first 32 picks. 888-729-3776. Harry Douglas, that's him. Freddie Coleman, that's me. In for the boys today, Carlin versus Joe. In for Chris Carlin and Joe Fortenbaugh. We're going to do a little 3 up, 3 down when it comes to the best and the worst regarding round one last night in the NFL draft. This is ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
From the top stories in sports.
This is a huge story.
To the bottom.
So we reach the bottom of the barrel.
This is 3 Up, 3 Down.
Now, normally we do this on our show, meaning Freddie and Harry from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as tune in and tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. But you got the boys today, meaning Freddie and Harry, in for Carlin versus Joe. So we're going to bring our little three up, three down to you because, you know, it's good for the soul, it's good for the show, and damn it, it's good for the country. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE because it probably can be. So we give you the best and the worst when it comes to usually over the weekend, but we're going to do the best and worst regarding the NFL draft. Three up is the positive. Three down is the negative. We use the flip-flop, which means today Harry will have the three up. So, of course, we start with
number one.
Number one for me is going to be the Chicago Bears, taking Caleb Williams with the number one overall pick, but also getting him another weapon in Rome Odunze, wide receiver from Washington with the ninth pick. Now the Chicago Bears have three number one wide receivers for their rookie quarterback, in which I think is just phenomenal. That's why the Chicago Bears today are my number one up.
I can't disagree with that at all. I mean, how about the hologram interview that they had?
You yeah, that was pretty
that?
Cool.
That was pretty cool that Jeff Johnny got the play-by-play voice of the Chicago Bears, interviewed a hologram version when it comes to the new quarterback and Caleb Williams. My three down involves the Buffalo Bills. Brandon B., Bills general manager, why would you trade with a team that has literally kept you from getting out of the AFC and getting into the Super Bowl?
No, because they can move around. If we don't trade with them, someone else can to get whatever player they're targeting. To me, it's got to make sense for us, and we're following our board. And, you know, we could have taken leaps back, like teams much further than that. We didn't want to go crazy far and honestly thought we would pick at 32. But then talked to my buddy Dan and gave us a chance to move up, I think, 59 slots, from a 6 to a 5.
The best way I can explain this, you know Marissa, who calls us from Mississippi, one of our favorites in the show?
Mm-hmm.
She sent me a text, and it was a GIF, where it has, like, the highway, and you stay on the highway, draft a wide receiver. And the exit ramp says, give wide receiver to your rival. And that's what the Buffalo Bills did. They decided to get off the exit ramp and give a wide receiver to their rival. When I got that from Marissa, I could not stop laughing because that was spot on exactly what the Buffalo Bills did, why they decided to do it. There's no question. They are my number one down. It's one thing to look at your enemy and say, hey, congratulations, you won the Super Bowl. To sleep with the enemy and to help the enemy, that's an epic fail by the Buffalo Bills.
Number two.
Number two for me, it's going to be the Minnesota Vikings. They were able to capitalize on a quarterback that actually dropped in the draft. That was J.J. McCarthy. Now, they had to move up one spot with the New York Jets, but I would rather move up one spot than trying to go to 3 or go to 4 or go to 5 to get the quarterback of my future, especially when we have a Justin Jefferson, a Jordan Addison, a T.J. Hockenson. But not only did they get J.J. McCarthy, they were able to get a defensive player that fell as well. That's Dallas Turner from the University of Alabama. Two solid picks in the first round for Minnesota. They were a draft winner for me. That's why they're number two up for me today.
You made the point that if Sam Darnold plays pretty well quarterback for Minnesota, they may wind up being the best division of football, the NFC North. You got the Vikings, you got the Packers, you got the Lions with those three teams. And also, we can't forget about a team when it comes to the Chicago Bears that made so many different moves with the draft. You got four teams at the division that can win at least 8 or 9 games in the NFC North. My second down, Bill Belichick, who was fantastic on the Pat McAfee draft special on ESPN Plus, no doubt about it. But to bring some memory to your memory, he and the New England Patriots had a parting of the ways. When the Patriots took Drake May, the third pick in the draft, Bill Belichick became Petty Crocker.
Well, I think that's certainly a top need for him. It's quarterback, tackle, and wide receiver. And so, you know, this is one of the top needs. Drake compares himself a lot to Josh Allen. He does has been doing that for quite a while. We'll see about that. I think there are some similarities in terms of, size and athleticism. Josh Allen's a pretty special player now. So
I wonder if Bill Belichick would have said that if the Pages took a J.J. McCarthy or somebody along those lines. Bill Belichick let it be known. Not known. He let it be known. The Pages think they're going to do fine without me. And Drake May likes to compare himself to Josh Allen, who I love and respect. It wasn't that he was wrong for saying it. It was the tone.
Yep.
It was petty, and not for nothing. I can be all about the petty. I was all here for it. He gets my second down, Harry, but it's kind of like a down with an asterisk next to Bill Belichick.
Bitter beer face. Remember that commercial? That was Bill Belichick.
He's always had bitter beer face. Last night he had smiling bitter beer face as far as that goes.
Number three.
Number three for me, and I'm just now realizing, Freddie, that for my three up, I chose three teams in the NFC North.
Oh, yeah.
My third one is the Detroit Lions. Let me say this. I love how intentional they have been this offseason with getting better defensively. They made a trade for Carlton Davis with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They bought in DJ Reader, also Marcus Davenport, those two guys to help out Aiden Hutchinson on that defensive line.
Yeah.
But last night, they got a guy that we love that was a guest on Freddie and Harry. Terrion Arnold.
He's going to be really good.
So you add another quality piece in which I think is very, very needed in that division.
Yeah.
When you look at the Packers and how they're going to throw the football, when you look at the Bears and their weapons now, you look at the Vikings and what they want to do in the pass game. So another cornerback was a major need for the Detroit Lions, and they got one. And I love the soul that Terrion Arnold brings to the table as well.
Believe me, he is an old soul in terms of but he has wisdom beyond his years, and we had a chance to talk with him that he's an old soul R&B fan, and now he's going to be in Motown with that history.
Oh, yes.
You know, the first place he's going to go is Hitsville, USA, which is the home of Motown, to check out all that history as he tries to help the Detroit Lions make a better history going forward to eliminate the past history that has been a part of their franchise. My last down involves not one but two teams. One team that Harry even mentioned, the Minnesota Vikings, with the New England Patriots. And I know you're saying to yourself, why is Freddie Cohen putting both of those teams in his three down? Both of these teams, according to Adam Schefter, ESPN NFL Insider, got in contact with the Los Angeles Chargers to wonder about the availability of their quarterback, Justin Herbert. Patriots, Vikings, babies. Why would you do that? I know Jim Harbaugh can be quirky. He can be out of his rabbit behind mind at times. But he did not take the job with the Los Angeles Chargers to move on from Justin Herbert, an elite quarterback, whether you like it or not, he has an elite skill level in the NFL, to bring in J.J. McCarthy because he liked him and he called him the best quarterback in the history of the University of Michigan football. Jim Harbaugh may be a lot of things. He ain't stupid. He's not going to move on from a Justin Herbert, a ready-made guy, and build stuff around him just because he likes J.J. McCarthy. So New England, Minnesota, I get it. You're probably hoping to catch Jim Harbaugh in a chickens or a nervous bird and a khaki-wearing kind of moment. He may be crazy, but he ain't stupid. You guys are really, really crazy to think that that phone call is going to actually happen. Inquire about Justin Herbert at quarterback.
Yeah, Jim Harbaugh probably told them, hey, I was born at night, not last night. Could you imagine him going to ownership and saying, you know what, we're going to draft J.J. McCarthy and we're going to trade Justin Herbert?
And they would have said, no, you will not.
Jim, we know you just got here. We would love for you to stay here. You bringing this to the table, you're making us question why we brought you in. Not like, happening, boss.
Like in the movie Friday, how do you get Friday your day off? Taking that phone call and taking it seriously.
It's no way in hell. One of the main reasons, the main attractions that he took the job was because Justin Herbert.
Yeah, because the last time he took an NFL job, the 49ers didn't have a quarterback like that. And he made Alex Smith and that team work in his first year. And if it was not for two mishaps in special teams, they would have been in the Super Bowl not losing to the New York Giants. He was more than capable of having a team that could have won a Super Bowl championship in his first year in San Francisco.
And then, you know, when they finally made it to the Super Bowl versus the Baltimore Ravens, his brother John Harbaugh, maybe if the lights don't go out during the game.
Turn out the lights. That party was over.
Or light a candle.
Put it this way. If you could have had candles around, they'd have lit those things. But he'd be like, play this game. Turn those candles on. As far as that goes, he's Harry Douglas and Freddie Cohen together. In for the boys today in Carlin versus Joe. Don't forget NFL Draft and ESPN Radio. Rounds 2 and 3. Coverage begins at 6 p.m. Eastern time with Chris Carlin, Ian Fitzsimmons, Mike Tannenbaum, and Jordan Reed. And then on Saturday, rounds 4 through 7, coverage beginning at noon Eastern time. We stayed with the National Football League and the draft from last night. And Sean Payton moved on from Russell Wilson. He's got a brand new quarterback that many people believe he'd be making a mistake comparing him to a guy that he had success with when they were together in New Orleans. But there was another quarterback that had a lot of people talking that he almost took way back when. We'll get to that after Harry has this from Indeed.
It's the perfect time to gear up and connect to quality candidates. And there's no better way to do that than through Indeed. the hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, interview candidates all in the same place. Their interview tools help you schedule and conduct video interviews right from your employer's dashboard. Nix the hassle. Start hiring at Indeed.com/credit.
Indeed.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
With the 12th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Denver Broncos select Bo Nix, quarterback, Oregon.
Before Penix was taken, we were discussing, is it worth the risk for a third-round pick? And I'm just glad it worked out in our favor. He's excited.
I think one of the big things I look for quarterbacks is outside the numbers, 20 yards or more down the field, and his ball fluttered. Now, I worry about Bo Nix throwing the ball consistently down the field in the NFL.
He's Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman in for the boys today in Carlin versus Joe. Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Oh, we got a couple people on the way in about their thoughts on the first round of the NFL draft. 6 quarterbacks taken in the first 12 picks. 23 offensive players out of the 32 picks in the first round. We'll hear what you got to say at 888-SAY-ESPN. That is 888-729-3776. And wait till you hear what Sean Payton, Broncos head coach, on the Pat McAfee draft special. They may have traded to get Bo Nix at number 12. He said if they did that, he compared it to a situation that involved him many moons ago involving a guy that he could have had named Patrick Mahomes. Seriously.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is trust in what you're seeing. You know, you could have backed up and got him. And I heard that with Patrick Mahomes when Kansas City took him. And I'm like, well, they couldn't have backed up and got him because we were taking him with the next pick.
Yeah.
So I think before Penix was taken, we were discussing like a slight wiggle. And then you start looking at it and saying, is it worth the risk for a third round pick? And I'm just glad it worked out in our favor. He's excited. And I just like, you know, it's harder to be a gym rat these days.
Oh,
and man. I like the fact that he's one of them.
Not trying to tell Sean Payton what to do, but nobody was trading up in the first round to get Bo Nix, brother.
I don't think so either.
Nobody was trading up to say, that could be our next Patrick Mahomes. If we trade up in the first round.
Oh, hell no, Freddie.
To get Bo Nix out of Oregon. I'm not shading Bo Nix. I think Bo Nix can be a pretty decent quarterback, and he's got the right kind of coach that knows how to coach quarterbacks, especially the athleticism, the size, quickness, getting the ball out quickly. Bo Nix could be tailor-made for an offense that Russell Wilson was not tailor-made for when it comes to Sean Payton. But Sean, sweetie, nobody was thinking about trading up in the first round for Bo Nix. Bo Nix might have been there with the 24th pick, the 36th pick, the 48th pick, whatever division of 12 you want to use. But nobody was trading up in the first round to say, we need to get Bo Nix, Harry Douglas. Nobody was doing that.
No, I think for the Denver Broncos, you understand, right, that you didn't have a quarterback. and you had to get one. Mm-hmm. And sometimes what comes with that is a little bit of panic mode. Now, I do believe with Bo Nix, and part of the reason why he was able to complete over 70% of his passes this past season is because he got the football out on time. He got it quick. He was able to be accurate when it came to the intermediate things. And when you look at Sean Payton and his offense, from what I remember when I played against him in Atlanta when he was in New Orleans, there were multiple personnel groupings, getting in and out of the huddle, get the ball out quick, play right on schedule, play on time, multiple running backs that do a multiplicity of different things. And that's something that Bo Nix excelled at when he was at Oregon. So, you know, it's probably going to be a match. I don't know if it's going to be a match made in heaven, but I think for Sean Payton, he knew he had to get some kind of quarterback.
Right.
But you also don't want to play the risk, Freddie, of trying to wait and get somebody and just say, what if someone did?
True.
Say, you know what? We're going to get Bo Nix. Now, I don't like him using Bo Nix in the same sentence as Patrick Mahomes.
I don't like him using the same sentence as Drew Brees, honestly.
Like don't do that one, Sean right. Payton. Just talk about the pick that you got and how y'all are going to move forward.
Yeah, because it's not fair to Bo Nix. Well, it's also not fair to Patrick Mahomes to put him in that kind of box.
True story.
But it's definitely not fair to Bo Nix to say this could be my second Frankenstein when it comes to Drew Brees. Drew Brees was able to more than excel than anybody could have anticipated because nobody thought that was going to happen. When he had the injury to San Diego Chargers, the then Chargers back then, they wanted to move on from him because they had drafted Phillip Rivers, swapping spots with the New York Giants with Eli Manning. So you have a guy that you believed in a lot more. Drew Brees had that shoulder injury. Miami Dolphins decided not to sign him. They went to Dante Culpepper, and Sean Payton and the Saints said, we'll take him. Nobody saw Drew Brees turning into that and making that combination work. It could be very dangerous to say, I made it work with Drew Brees. I got a similar kind of guy here with Bo Nix. Bo Nix has talent, but certain guys had a special about them. And Drew Brees had that special. But nobody even saw that when Drew Brees left Purdue, drafted by the Chargers in the second round, tears his shoulder out. The Saints take a chance on him. And look how that partnership worked between him and Sean Payton.
Well, there's a reason why Drew Brees, and thank you, Mr. Drew, has his jersey sitting on my wall in my basement.
Look at you.
And it was a game he broke a record.
You really were sleeping with the enemy then.
As a
Falcons player? Hey, getting a Saints jersey? Isn't that against the law in Atlanta? It should be.
He on my wall.
I know. Signed.
Go, Drew Brees. Go, Drew Brees. Go.
Sealed and delivered. My goodness. Right is left, up is down. I didn't even know that information. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Your thoughts on the first round of the NFL draft last night. When Bo Nix was drafted with number 12 pick by the Denver Broncos, that made six quarterbacks taking the first 12 picks. 23 picks out of 32, all in the offensive side of the ball. Donovan in Virginia, my friend. What do you got to say on Carlin versus Joe with Freddie Coleman and Harry Douglas?
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, me being a Raiders fan, I'm happy that we drafted Brock Bowers. Now, don't get me wrong. I was just like 100% of Raider Nation. Like, yo, like, what are we doing? But we have to go. We have to elevate the offense because the number one defense in the league, my defense just got Christian Wilkins. And shout out my special teams, man. They already – hey, shout out Daniel Carson and the Iceman, man. AJ Six, man. You know what I'm saying? AJ Cole. But with the offense, we have to keep the quarterback, bro, because we can't keep switching the quarterback. AOC, man. That dude went through the turmoil. We threw him in the fire, man. All right, and he came out with the second highest QB rating in his draft class, man. All right, we have to go. We got the best receiver in the league, Devontae Adams, and we got an anchor at Colin Miller, bro. All right, now with Brock Bowers. Hey, bro, that dude is a Nissan GTR, man. We got this F450 and Michael Mayer with the four tires in the back, bro. Hey, we good, bro. Hey, Raider Nation, hey, I know we back down to earth. Don't worry. I know the draft got us, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Hey, look, AOC, we fine with you, bro. AOC MVP. I said what I said, man.
Put it this way.
Donovan, right?
Yeah, Donovan Virginia, yes.
Good luck finding your quarterback.
Yeah, because he has a lot of faith in Aiden O'Connell. I'm glad you have that kind of faith.
I don't have faith like that in Aiden O'Connell.
See, the good thing is I don't have that faith. Raiders aren't my team. Donovan Virginia being strong.
Oh, we were talking about last night. Who in the hell's going to get them a football?
Donovan, I love the faith you have in your Raiders. I love the pick of Brock Bowers. You get two tight ends with Mike Mayer and also with him. And then you got Devontae Adams on the other side. I get all of that, bro. But, bro, the bro you got a quarterback ain't the bro you need.
Nah.
You need a different bro. Aiden O'Connell wasn't that good in college. He was decent in college. Mm-mm. Not buying that.
Let the church say amen, amen.
But I like the fact that Antonio Pierce has instilled this kind of confidence in the Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not mad at it, but here on planet Earth, Donovan Virginia
you still don't have a quarterback as far as that goes.
Nathaniels, man. That means nothing. Not one.
Real quick, Chris in Charleston, what do you got to say about the first round of the NFL draft last night, my friend?
So my thing about the whole Atlanta Falcons and Michael Penix is not really like why did they draft him. It's if they knew they were going to take a quarterback, why did they get Cousins? I mean, why not, you know, sign Russell Wilson for like, what, $87 million less in the next 2 years if they're just going to take a quarterback anyway?
I would say this. Because of the quarterback play the last 2 years, and you think about the weapons that the Atlanta Falcons have taken the last 3 years, right, with their first-round draft picks.
Kyle Pitts, Drake London,
I didn't believe that Russell Wilson was going to be able to unlock them like Kirk Cousins is going to be able to, because it's the same offensive system that Cousins played in majority of his career.
Yeah, Russell Wilson is washed. Let's call it as it is. The Pittsburgh Steelers are hoping that he can find whatever elixir to go back in time. They really want Justin Fields to take over this job early on. That's why Russell Wilson was not going to be any kind of fit for a team that has any kind of playoff aspirations, because to me, he's not a playoff quarterback anymore. You literally have to surround him with ability and talent and not have to win football games. I've seen Kirk Cousins win football games. I've seen him do that for the Minnesota Vikings. I saw he tore apart the San Francisco 49ers defense that whole game of Monday Night Football.
I remember that one.
Yeah. I don't have any doubt that if he's right and ready and fully healthy with those kind of weapons, he's going to make the Atlanta Falcons a lot better than Russell Wilson could have ever made them, no matter what that price tag is when it comes to Kirk Cousins. 2024 NFL Draft continues tonight on ESPN Radio, presented by ESPN Bet. Coverage of rounds 4 through 7 on Saturday begins at noon Eastern time on most ESPN radio stations and on Sirius XM Channel 80. And don't forget about rounds 2 and 3 tonight beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern time. We were all watching the NFL Draft last night, which means that we all missed a historic performance in the NBA playoffs that almost didn't happen. That's next on Carlin versus Joe with Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Huge night on the hardwood.
Up the floor, James hammers a right-hand dunk.
Let's get caught up with Carlin versus Joe's NBA to Z.
And the common word we're going to use regarding this on Carlin versus Joe with Freddie Coleman and Harry Douglas in for the boys today on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app is dirty, as in dirty, dirty. And we start with the dirty did to the Los Angeles Lakers.
And the Lakers are down 3-0.
The very disappointed John Ireland with the call on ESPN 710 in Los Angeles. I'm hearing that game as I'm driving to pick up my wife because she had a chance to hang with her friends last night down in New York City. And I'm listening to that on Sirius XM NBA radio. John Ireland sounded like people told him that Chris was never, ever going to happen again. This is what happens when you're a team. And don't get into the whole thing, not saying Harry, But don't get in the whole thing, well, you know, if you're the Lakers, you should have avoided the Denver Nuggets in the first round and played the Oklahoma City Thunder or somebody else. That's not how dudes and dudettes at that level are wired. They are competitors. But the well, here's the meaning. You can't beat the senior Los Angeles Lakers. More than likely, you're going to get swept. It's going to be a dirty sweep. It's not going to be a gentleman's sweep, and that's going to be the end of that for this team by Saturday night.
Jamal Murray, Aaron Gordon, Michael Porter Jr. all had a double-double. And for the Lakers, they're just overmatched. But like you mentioned, Freddie, you cannot say, hey, we don't want to play this basketball team. Let's lose so we can potentially play someone else. Especially when you have, in a lot of other people's eyes, not mine, the greatest of all time, LeBron James. But also, y'all's GOAT. Notice I said y'all's GOAT is about to get swept in back-to-back playoff series.
Oof.
My GOAT would never. Oof. That's Michael Jordan, folks. My GOAT would never.
There are a lot of other GOATs out there that never had that happen to them. Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Kobe Bryant, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Another double-digit lead blown. Yeah, bomb.
When they went 8-0 early on, and I was on the phone with my nephew, Trey, who lives in South Carolina. He goes, what do you think? I said, I don't think at all. I know what's going to happen. By halftime, it was down to 4. When they got the lead in the third quarter, that was it. Game, set, match, and their season's going to be over. They've lost to the Denver Nuggets. Not one, not two, not three, but 11 straight times.
D'Angelo Russell was horrible.
Do you see him on the side eating awesome. A hot dog before the game was over?
He wouldn't play again the rest of the series. If it was me, if I was the coach, he wouldn't play again.
Well, put it this way. The hot dog had a better game than he did last night. The hot dog shot better last night than D'Angelo Russell. He went 0 for the game.
Remember in Medicine Society when Kane was getting, Kane, get your ass in the house. D'Angelo Russell, get your ass in the locker room.
By the way, Medicine Society, underrated film.
Oh, yes.
Underrated film. Boys in the Hood gets a lot of credit, as it should, but Medicine Society, underrated. Speaking of being a Medicine Society, that was the game with Joel Embiid. And all of it had nothing to do with basketball.
Back to Embiid. Embiid with a jumper over Brunson and in. An incredible 5 3-pointers for Embiid.
97.5, the Fanatic with the call. He had 50 points and only took 19 shots. Joel Embiid was out of his rabid mind last night, making sure the Knicks would not have a 3-0 lead in the series. Philadelphia wins it. He had 50 points, 13 of 19 from the field. But nobody was talking about his performance shooting the basketball. It was what he was doing in terms of a couple of dirty plays that the Knicks felt the referees in the league let get away. The one against Isaiah Hartenstein, better known as Brightskin. Look it up. You're welcome. Where he needed him when defense goes over last, he did get an upgrade to a flagrant 1 foul. Then after that, Mitchell Robinson going for a dunk. Joel Embiid's on the ground trying to draw a charge. Pulls down Mitchell Robinson while he was up in the air. And Tom Thibodeau was not happy as the Knicks head coach.
Which one? The one they called or the one they didn't call? Okay. Called. Oh, okay. All right. I just want to make sure we have clarity on that.
Did you see that as the proper flavor one, or did you feel like?
Nah, I don't even know. Like I guess they had, what did they have, 33 free throws?
Yeah. If his name was Kelly Oubre Jr., there's no way he's in that ball game. But they were not going to throw out Joel Embiid for that kind of play with the Sixers down 2-0 and that game being played in Philadelphia too. If this was game one, a game two at Madison Square Garden, he gets the, what I like to call the Spanish Archer. Out. See you later. But they were not going to throw him out of that game. I don't know if the play was dirty, but I've seen a lot worse than that, getting a player ejected from a playoff game in the NBA.
The referees chose to make it out of Philadelphia alive. But I also thought it was Bush League. I don't think because of who a player is, you can allow him to be a gonad hitter. I also don't think you can allow him to, while someone is in the air, pull them down, especially how strong he is, how big he is, and the force that he has. I don't think you should be able to allow that because it's Joel Embiid. If you do the crime, you do the time, Mr. Gonad Hitter.
Meanwhile, Joel Embiid, despite all of that, he was tremendous in the second half. I don't know where to go from there. So I'm just going to leave it alone. Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman together on Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio. He also let it be known that he is dealing with a little bit of Bell's palsy that's affecting the left side of his face. Well, if you expect Joel Embiid to sit out.
But the one thing I'm not going to do is give up. No matter what happens, got to keep pushing, got to keep fighting, got to keep putting my body on the line for my family, for this city, for this team. I can't sit back and be like, you know, every single time I feel bad about myself, why me, you know. Yeah, it goes through your mind, but, you know, you can't ask yourself those questions.
This man is averaging over 35 points a game in this series. I believe it's 37 to be exact, and he's been a dominant force. If Philly has any chance to win, Joel Embiid has to continuously do what he's doing. But for him to be able to be gritty and tough it out and still play at this level, I got to commend him, right?
Yeah.
Because it is the same old thing. Like, he's hurt in the playoffs. You have something going on. But he's not going to let that ruin his mental and affect his basketball team, especially because he means so much to the Philadelphia 76ers.
If you're the Philadelphia 76ers, hey, Tobias Harris, you better step up, man.
Oh, hell, that's a lost cause. That's that's Casper the Friendly Ghost right there.
Never mind. Kelly Oubre Jr., you need to step up.
Yeah, I feel more confident about him.
Because he's not going to have another 50-point performance again. And if he does, he's going to have to take more than 35 shots. The Knicks are not going to allow. They were just unbelievably hot in the third quarter, knocking down threes. Him and Tyrese Maxey, give them a lot of credit for that. But there was an emergence last night, a guy named Jalen Brunson, who had close to 40 points and 13 assists. You can't expect that again. But if he's right once again now, they've been able to figure that out. I count more on that happening for the Knicks than Joel Embiid having half a 100 like he hung on the Knicks last night.
Well, here's where it gets scary for New York. You go to play game four and Philly wins, and now this series is tied 2-2.
Sure. Joel Embiid believed that they're the better team in the series, that they were going to win the series.
Well on paper, from a player standpoint, they have the better players, but we know the Knicks are gritty.
Right.
They play hard. They're tough. Mm-hmm. They've been without players all year long. They figured this thing out.
Right.
So,
yeah.
We'll see.
The best thing for both of these teams, you don't have to play again until Sunday.
Yep.
If they had to play on Saturday, it would be a very ragged game. Not playing until Sunday, 1 o'clock Eastern time on ABC and ESPN Radio, could give them more than enough of a chance to get right mentally and physically and be ready for a full tilt boogie. That's going to be that in Philadelphia on Sunday. He's Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us on Carlin versus Joe. Six quarterbacks in the top 12. Not all those six will be hits. Who is best set up for success right away? That's next on Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.